You're listening to SBS News.
It was a long and most difficult journey for a family of eight fleeing war and the fear of persecution in Iraq and Syria to seek asylum in Australia. But their dream turned into a nightmare when the family was split apart by border police in Malaysia. Batul Muhammad Hussein describes the situation her family found itself in.
We had to flee to somewhere. So we had to come from Syria to Iran to Thailand. When we crossed the Thailand and Malaysian border, four of us were separated there. My parents and my two brothers, they were caught by the police. We didn't know what happened to them. So we decided to continue our journey. So we left Malaysia to Indonesia. And then from there, we took a boat to Christmas Island.
Unable to be reunited, the three sisters and their brother continued their journey to Australia, unaware of their missing family members' fate. That was in 2013, and Batul, now 26, says it's a miracle they made it across the ocean in a boat she describes as a wreck.
The boat that we travelled in, it was like a wrecked boat, but we didn't know. I don't know how we made it through the ocean and the border. Can't even imagine it. It's a miracle that we survived.
Batul, sister Fatima and brother Mustafa now live on a temporary visa called a Safe Haven Enterprise Visa, giving them limited government support access. In their new lives in Australia and with their remaining family members resettled in Ireland, the two sisters obtained their high school certificate with a shared dream to study at an Australian university. In her final exam, Batul's ATAR score was 87.35. But despite both sisters receiving an offer to study advanced medical science at the University of Western Sydney, they found out they're unable to pursue their dreams.
When I first got this letter, I was so excited. I felt that I achieved something that I always wanted. It feels very disappointed that I can't afford it.
After living in Australia for 8 years, the sisters were not aware that they were classified as international students until they applied for university. Under the conditions of their visa, they're not eligible for HECS student loan, meaning the only way they can study is if they pay the international student fee of around $100,000, which neither sister can afford. Batul's older sister, Fatima, lives and studies with her younger sister. She says her dream to study at university has been shattered.
For 2 years, I was preparing myself so hard to get into a university, which is my biggest dream in my life.
David Keegan, the CEO of Host International, acknowledges the limitations of their visa.
Batul and Fatima are on a what's called a Safe Haven Enterprise Visa, which is a temporary protection visa, otherwise known as a SHEV visa. And that visa allows them to reside as a resident in Australia for 5 years with incentives to live in regional Australia for at least half of that period. So on the SHEV visa, there are some limitations, the main one being that you can't access higher education financing.
In late 2014, the Abbott government introduced temporary visas, TPV and SHEV, to discourage people from coming to Australia by boat. David Keegan explains.
This visa came about through an approach to trying to stop the boats, and it was seemed to be a way to discourage people from coming through that pathway. And so instead of getting permanent refugee visa, which was the case before, there was restrictions placed on that.
Around 30,000 asylum seekers who arrived between the 13th of August 2012 and the 1st of January 2014 were not subject to removal to offshore detention. The group faces numerous challenges, including cuts to publicly funded legal assistance and income support. The sisters say they only fled Afghanistan and then Syria because they had no choice.
It's been more than 8 years. I haven't seen my mum. So it's painful. If we had a safe home, we would have like just leave that country.
Batul believes thousands of asylum seekers are educated and qualified and want to contribute to Australian society. She says she also talks on their behalf.
I know there's thousands of people like us who came illegally to Australia seeking for security, basically, and opportunity to study, to work, to have a normal life, just normal life.
In a statement provided to SBS, the Department of Home Affairs says TPV and CHEV holders have access to government-funded primary and secondary schooling. Students who are in Australia on a temporary visa, including those on a CHEV or TPV, are considered to be overseas students under the Higher Education Support Act 2003. Eligibility for HECS help is limited to Australian citizens and certain permanent residents. The Department of Education, Skills and Employment administers the HECS help system. However, the pathway from the CHEV visa to permanent residency is far from clear, with the Department of Home Affairs confirming to date no individuals have transitioned from CHEV to a permanent visa. But the statement did confirm a number of CHEV holders have been found to satisfy the CHEV pathway requirements, enabling them to lodge a valid application for a prescribed visa. What this means for Batul and Fatima remains unknown, but the sisters remain optimistic.
But still, I have optimistic feelings from the uni, from Australia in general.
To be educated, it's like a weapon in your hand. You're very powerful, you can express yourself, and you can be successful at life.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.